Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are cracking open the playbook that pretty much every founder wishes they had on day one.
Social media marketing.
Specifically, social media marketing tailored for startups. You know, for a long time, SMM was treated as this nice to have.
Right, something you get to later.
Exactly, something you got around to only when the sales team had, you know, some extra bandwidth. But our stack of sources confirms that Viewpoint is just... it's obsolete.
It's completely obsolete.
Social media marketing is no longer optional. It's the secret weapon for building visibility and achieving sustainable, cost-effective growth. You can have the best product in the world, but if you don't have a smart, precise marketing plan, you're not going to succeed.
And that word precision, that is everything for a founder. The core challenge for a startup is rarely the idea. It's the constraints.
The time and the money.
Exactly. Extremely limited time and critically a very, very limited budget. When you're spending your own runway, a scattershot approach is basically economic suicide.
So our mission today for you is pretty clear.
Yeah. We are extracting the exact steps, the frameworks, and the cost-saving techniques you need to ensure every single marketing effort counts, to maximize that return on investment.
And we are talking about a fiercely competitive landscape here. Our sources show that as of February 2025, a staggering 63.9% of the world's population is active on social media.
That's a huge audience.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But it also means immense amount of noise. So if you're a startup trying to stand out, you need a strategy that's built like bedrock.
So let's build that bedrock. We call it the foundational five-step strategy. And these steps, they have to be locked in place before you ever upload that first post or spend a single dollar on ads.
Okay, let's start with step one, setting goals and metrics. This seems obvious, but it's honestly where most startups stumble.
Oh, absolutely.
They chase vanity metrics, you know, likes, followers, instead of metrics tied directly to business success. Our sources highlight that goals must be specific, achievable, and supported by KPIs. What's the biggest mistake you see here?
It's the misalignment of effort. So if your business goal is to increase subscription signups,
something tangible.
Right. Then focusing your social effort on just brand awareness through kind of vague content is just wasted time. You need content that actively drives traffic and conversions.
And what about the timeline?
That's the other major pitfall. It's often tied to founder stress, I think, expecting immediate results. SMM is a marathon. It's designed for long-term growth, and your goals need to reflect, say, a 6-month or 12-month horizon, not just next week.
Understood. Long-term goals, real KPIs. That flows directly into step two. Identifying the target audience. As a startup, a founder's currency is time, not money.
Mm-hmm.
So why does audience research demand resources when you have almost none to spare?
Because every single element of a post, the visual, the copy, the time you spend scheduling it, it's an investment. If you're creating content for everyone, you're truly speaking to no one.
You're just shouting into the void.
Exactly. Yeah. To maximize that value, you must only publish content your audience actually wants and needs.
But doesn't that require, you know, expensive custom market research? I hear founders complain all the time that they just can't afford to hire a consulting firm.
Well, that's kind of the old way of thinking. You don't need a massive budget. Our sources point out that leveraging tools you probably already have, like Google Analytics, can streamline this process so much.
Okay, so what are you looking for?
You're looking for key info. Demographics, interests, their pain points, and critically, their online behavior. Are they engaging with thought leadership, or are they scrolling short, entertaining videos?
That data tells you where and how to spend your next hour of content creation.
Yes, saving you money in the long run.
Saving time means we can be more focused, which leads to step three, choosing the right platform. It's a classic startup temptation to try and be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, X.
Why is that usually a disaster?
Because a generic presence across five platforms is far less effective than a really detailed strategy tailored to one or two where your audience actually congregates.
You're trading depth for breadth.
And in a market, this saturated depth wins.
So let's break down that platform guide for the startup founder who has to make a choice, like right now.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you're a B2B startup and you're focused on connecting with working professionals, decision makers, industry leaders, LinkedIn is your power alley.
Right. It rewards that text-based thought leadership, which is often less resource-intensive than, say, complex video.
For sure. Now, if you're a founder who values real-time updates and conversation, you're trying to establish yourself as a thought leader.
Someone who lives and breathes the industry.
Then X, formerly Twitter, is still ideal for that.
Okay, what about the visual side?
On the other hand, if you have a visually driven product targeting younger audiences, then Instagram is essential. But here's the resource constraint. Instagram requires consistent, high-quality visuals and short-form video.
Which can be a heavy lift.
It can be. If your team only has one part-time resource, you might need to pivot to a platform that rewards easier-to-produce content.
Like the text on LinkedIn. That's a great point about resource allocation guiding the platform choice. What about more complex content?
Well, if you have things like tutorials, product demos, or educational videos, then YouTube is absolutely the best place for that in-depth delivery.
And we can't forget Facebook.
Never. It's still so effective for reaching broad and mixed demographics, for community building, and for local audiences. Plus, it offers some of the most powerful, fine-tuned, paid targeting options out there.
Which we'll get to later. So once we know the audience and the platform, we move to step four. Developing a content strategy.
Yeah.
And we have to forget the mindset that it's just a post. For a startup, every single piece of content is an unfunded sales representative.
That's a great way to put it. The strategy has to define what is posted, why you're posting it, and how it directly supports the business goals we set back in step one.
So that includes things like formats, posting frequency, optimal timing.
All of it. We looked at the data and found that for maximum engagement, a startup should rotate through six key post types.
The first three are about utility and interaction. You need educational content, like quick how-to guides or industry insights.
I build credibility.
Right. Then you need promotional content, product announcements, special offers. But you have to balance that. And you need engagement-focused posts, like polls and quizzes, to get people talking.
And the other three types are all about building trust. This is so crucial for a new brand. We're talking about behind-the-scenes content.
Showing the team, the product development.
Yeah.
Humanizing the brand.
Exactly. And then user-generated content, or UGC. Mm-hmm. Customer testimonials, reviews, photos of people using your product.
UGC is probably the biggest ROI hack for a startup, isn't it?
Oh, by far. It's free, it's authentic, and it acts as instant social proof. It just removes the friction of having to create polished content internally.
It's your happy customers with a megaphone.
Pretty much. And finally, you need social proof posts, highlighting client wins, press mentions, any awards you've won.
And format here is key. A quick announcement is fine for a single image post, but detailed educational content works so much better in a carousel.
Right. And if you're trying to connect emotionally or drive high engagement, short-form videos or reels are absolutely essential for storytelling.
Which leads us straight into step five, the last piece of this foundation, staying consistent. Not just with posts, but with engagement.
Consistency isn't just about scheduling. It's about building trust and fostering those long-term relationships, especially when SMM is your primary marketing channel.
So what does that consistency look like in practice for a really stressed founder?
It's twofold. First, yeah, this structured publishing schedule, you have to stick to it. But second, and this is what's often forgotten, is active community management.
So actually talking to people.
Yes. Yeah. Consistently responding to user comments and messages with personalized responses, not just canned answers, and proactively commenting on posts from industry leaders or potential partners. When social media becomes an afterthought, all that momentum just stalls.
And all that previous effort is wasted. Okay, we have the strategy. Now let's tackle the elephant in the startup room, the budget. This is where it gets really tactical for founders. How do we make this robust framework work on an almost non-existent budget?
This is where we shift into radical efficiency. So tip number one, prioritize creating high impact content efficiently. You cannot afford professionally filmed videos or expensive graphic designers.
So if I'm a founder, where do I put my limited resources?
You focus on the low cost options. Reposting UGC is number one. Or having an in-house team member use their phone to create quick, authentic how-to videos.
And what about tools?
Our sources gave us a fantastic spotlight on accessible tools. We're talking about using Canva for every visual need. That alone saves thousands on design fees.
And for video and written content, we're looking at combining forces, right?
Right.
Using things like CapCut or ClipChamp for quick video editing.
And then tools like MidJourney or ChatGPT for idea generation, quick copy drafts, or even visual support. The key is integration.
So no single tool solves everything.
Right. But combining these accessible resources lets you produce high-quality output that looks professional without relying on expensive specialists. You're trading small subscription costs for hours of manual work.
That brings us to tip number two, which can be controversial for some. Don't be afraid to use AI.
AI is quickly becoming a startup's best friend. It directly addresses the constraint of limited time. It streamlines those repetitive tasks, generating content ideas, drafting copy, analyzing processes, improving audience targeting.
And the data on this is just overwhelming. We found that 88% of businesses report regular AI use in at least one business function.
Right.
If you aren't integrating it, you are automatically operating at a disadvantage.
But, and this is a crucial caveat, the leading companies, especially startups trying to build a loyal customer base, do not use AI to replace humans.
They use it to empower them.
Exactly. They train workers to use AI to reduce manual labor and improve efficiency. Maintaining that authenticity, that human oversight, is non-negotiable for building trust.
Yeah, if your content sounds like a robot wrote it, people will tune out immediately.
Instantly.
That point about trust brings us to tip three. Use influencer marketing strategically. Startups often hear influencer and think Kardashian, assuming a massive, unaffordable price tag.
And that assumption could not be more wrong for a startup. We found that influencer marketing, when done right, delivers remarkably high ROI and establishes rapid social proof. Forbes even said startups have the most to gain from this.
But instead of aiming for a celebrity, the focus needs to be on micro-influencers.
Exactly. Micro-influencers, so typically someone with 10,000 to 100,000 followers, they're a better fit because, yes, they're vastly more affordable, but more importantly, they often have much more targeted audiences.
Which fosters greater trust.
It does. They reach these niche communities and have more personal relationships with their followers, which makes their endorsements feel genuine. And that is gold for a new brand.
And the payment structures are flexible, which is perfect for a startup. Some accept products, others a modest fee.
It's an organic way to get PR without a huge investment. Finally, tip number four, run paid campaigns effectively. This requires spending money, which can feel scary. But paid campaigns can generate immediate results and a stronger ROI than purely organic posts, which, you know, take time to build momentum.
So how do we run effective paid campaigns without blowing the entire marketing budget in 1 week?
It all comes down to precision. First, start with a clear, specific goal, not just more sales, but 100 qualified leads this month.
Okay.
Second, focus your ad spend on one platform, like Facebook, where the targeting is strongest. Third, use that precise targeting to avoid wasting spend on irrelevant segments. And fourth, always, always run small test budgets.
And promote what already works.
Yes. Most efficiently, you should promote content that you already know resonated organically. Turn your proven winners into targeted ads.
If you don't track metrics, you don't know if any of this is working. This is the difference between marketing and just making noise.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the five essential indicators that prove your strategy is actually generating ROI.
Okay, first up, we have engagement. This is your immediate feedback loop. Likes, shares, saves, comments. That overall interaction tells you if the content is relevant.
And the free platform analytics make this super easy to track.
Super easy. High engagement is your signal to promote that content further.
Next is the nuanced distinction between reach and impressions. People confuse these all the time.
Yeah, they do, but they are critically different. Think of it this way. Reach is the number of unique people who saw your post.
Like walking past a billboard once.
Exactly. Impressions are the total number of times that billboard was seen. So if your reach is 1,000 and your impressions are 3,000, it means the average person saw your message three times.
Both are key. Okay, third, we monitor lead generation. This is the hard conversion.
Mm-hmm. You measure it by tracking form submissions, signups, or direct messages that come straight from your posts and profiles.
Which you can track via the platform or Google Analytics.
Right. Fourth is the conversion rate. This is the proof of effectiveness. It shows you how well your efforts are turning interest into action.
And the calculation is simple.
Super simple. It's the number of conversions divided by the number of clicks times 100.
And finally, the essential budget indicator for paid campaigns, cost per lead or CPL. If you're running ads, you have to know this number.
You have to. CPL is your total ad spend divided by the number of leads you generated. If you spent $500 and got 50 qualified leads, your CPL is $10.
And if that lead is worth $500 in lifetime value,
then you know you have a viable, scalable campaign. If your CPL is too high, you adjust your targeting immediately.
Let's bring this all together with a fascinating case study. We looked at a restaurant that needed to increase foot traffic on a very strict budget. Classic startup scenario.
Yep. No money for professional ads or consultants. So they focused on strict adherence to the five-step strategy. Consistent posting, engaging content, maximizing efficiency.
And how did they do that?
They used AI to enhance their user-generated content, making customer photos look better and captions more punchy, but they kept the authentic customer voice. They also introduced recurring content series, like weekly food highlights, which made them reliable to follow.
And this low-cost, high-precision strategy was reinforced by highly targeted ads.
Highly targeted. They focus only on specific location segments within a 5-mile radius and targeted users interested in specific cuisines. They avoided wasting any money on a broad audience.
And the result proves the power of precision over just raw spend.
It really does. This focused, cost-effective strategy resulted in a 3,078% increase in likes and a phenomenal 17.7% engagement rate.
Wow.
That is the memorable nugget you need to take away from this. Plan and precision deliver huge impact.
Okay, so to summarize the core takeaway for you, our listener.
Social media marketing for startups is incredibly valuable for increasing visibility and generating leads, all without requiring a massive investment. Success relies entirely on careful planning, using those budget hacks we discussed, and continuous optimization.
Which means constantly reviewing those 5 key metrics and adjusting your approach.
You have to.
Absolutely. The goal is balance. You need to balance the necessary investment of time and strategy against the efficiency hacks we've discussed. We established that 88% of businesses are using AI, yet we emphasize that human authenticity is absolutely key to building trust. So considering the time and budget constraints that every founder faces, how do you ensure your content remains genuinely human and trustworthy when AI is doing the heavy lifting, especially when you need to scale quickly? That balance between efficiency and authenticity is what separates the noise from a sustainable, powerful brand.